Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said the radio will never take the place of the newspaper because you can't swat flies with it. We're happy to have this privilege of being with you today. We hope that as we study from the Word of God, something will be said today that you'll find very interesting and that will be helpful to you in your study of the Word of God. Let's return now to our discussion, and we're talking about a doctrine that is very widely accepted, and that is that as long as you're sincere in what you believe in religion, it really doesn't make any difference what you do, what you practice, and it will be all right with God for you to go right ahead and do anything that you feel you want to do. Well, does the Bible teach that believing a thing to be right makes it right with God? That's very widely taught. But is it taught in the Word of God? We have already noted passages that indicate that the Bible is the standard by which we judge things. A matter is right because the Bible says it is, or it is wrong because the Bible condemns it. And the Bible is that standard. But to say that just because a person believes something, even though it may be contradictory to the Word of God, that it's all right with God, friends, just is not taught in the Word of God. We were noting yesterday that a man who was totally sincere, no problem about his sincerity, and yet he believed the wrong thing. We talked about Naaman, you remember, 2 Kings chapter 5. A man who was told to dip in the Jordan River 7 times for the cleansing of his leprosy. But his reaction was this, "Behold, I thought." And then he went ahead to say what he thought should be done in regard to his cleansing. Now, the question comes to mind, did God then say through the prophet, "Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't realize, Naaman, that you had those thoughts, and so if you want to do it another way, we'll just do it another way." Well, you know as well as I do, that didn't happen. He had to conform to the Lord's way in order to have redemption or to be spared of his leprosy. And so we have used an example and seen clearly someone who had a thought in religion that was contrary to what God thought and almost led to his going ahead and allowing leprosy to dwell in his body and to take his life. Well, let's look at another example. There was a man in the Old Testament, 2 Samuel chapter 6, named Uzzah. And as the Ark of the Covenant was being transported, God had given specific rules as to who was to transport and who was to touch the Ark of the Covenant. But here was a man named Uzzah. The Ark began to topple, and he feared for its safety, and so he stretched forth his hand that he might stay the Ark, and as a result of it, he died. Now, as you look at that particular account, let me ask you this. Because Uzzah was sincere, was it all right for him to violate God's laws about the priest handling the Ark of the Covenant? Well, sincerity didn't make any difference, did it? He had to be sincerely right in order for that to make a difference. We've already noted 2 examples of people who had thoughts and were sincere in those thoughts, and yet they believed the wrong thing. Another example that I'd like for you to think about, and one with which perhaps you're even more familiar, is the conversion of a man named Saul, Saul of Tarsus. Now, when you think of Saul of Tarsus, you're thinking of a man who persecuted very severely the church. Your first knowledge of Paul, as you read in the book of Acts, he was known as Saul at that time, but as you first become acquainted with him, he's a man who was yet breathing out threatenings and slaughterings against the people of God. very strong in his opposition. Do you know that he had gone to the priest and sought letters that he might go to other cities and bring back bound those who were calling on the name of Jesus? And so he's very sincere in what he's doing. Now, was he right because he was sincere? As this man later is making his way to the city where he'll be told what he must do, does he argue or do others argue about him? Well, now he's sincere. He persecuted the church, and he's sincere, so he must be all right. Just leave him alone like he is. Well, you know the fallacy of that reasoning. Very obviously, he was doing the wrong thing. Paul, in speaking about this later, explained to some people, I verily thought that I ought to do many things contrary to Jesus of Nazareth. Did he have conviction? Was he sincere? Did the fact that he believed that he could persecute the church and they ought to do that, did that make that the right thing to do? Well, of course, again, the answer is no. Now, the reason we've looked at these examples is to set forth the idea that God has a standard. Men sometimes want to turn in other directions. They don't want to listen to the standard that God has given. But when eventually we stand before God, we're not going to be judged by, what do you think about this matter? We're not going to be judged by, what did your parents do in religion before you? It's not going to be anything like that. The books will be open, Revelation 20 and verse 12, and we'll be judged by the things that are written in the books. My friends, in religion, I can't afford to take a chance by being wrong. I may be sincere, but I must be sure that my sincerity is directing me in the right way. If I'm going the wrong direction, even though I'm sincere, I need to turn things around. So when we study the doctrine, does believing a thing to be right make it so, we have to conclude that just because a person believes a thing does not make it right. One more example I'd like for you to think about. There was a man on one occasion who had given to his son a coat of many colors. And I know when I say that, all of you realize who we're talking about. There was a son named Joseph who was very dear to his father. And his brothers were jealous of him. They decide they're going to sell him and perhaps even kill him. But you remember, as a result of all of this, they took his coat of many colors, they took an animal's blood and put it upon the coat, leaving the impression that an animal has killed the owner of the coat. And so when the sons come to Jacob and say, your son Joseph has been killed by some wild animal, and here's the evidence, he was sincere in believing that Joseph was dead. In fact, he said, I'll go to my grave, mourning the death of my son. He thought his son was dead, but his son wasn't dead. You see, just believing a thing to be right does not necessarily make it so. The only way I can tell is by checking the Bible to see if what God said is being conformed to. Well, we'll talk about this more tomorrow. Please be with us, and we remind you that it was Jesus who said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. We now return you to our announcer.